from me.
Bro, you know, they do so have some Night cool Wolf? Names like Crazy Horse, shit like that. There was also guys like Peanuts and Stink and Erection That Never Goes Down.
That's actually pretty cool.
This one lady, this white lady had, she got taken and then she had three kids and their names were like, their names were Stink and Peanut. They were like, here's my awesome warrior, Stink, and his brother, Peanuts.
It makes sense, though. They would have, like, white trash nicknames.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know.
They basically, you got, like, Rucker Park named.
Did you really?
You know what I mean? Like, so they would just give you a name. You do something wild, and they'd just name you. Like, some lady got abducted and then had diarrhea the whole way because they fed her, like, buffalo, like, raw. They gave her, like, a buffalo's, like, heart to eat, to munch on during the journey, and she just diarrhea'd the whole way. So her name was, like, Diarrhea.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think they were working with like a robust vocabulary either.
No.
So it was just like Crazy Horse, Stink, Fart, Boner. You were just like, what? It was,
yeah,
like
they had a chief.
It's like being
name.
Irish and being like John, Luke,
for real. Yeah,
there's
like five names.
There's just five names. There's Stink, yeah. Boner, Diarrhea, and then you were the chief, and you're like, all right, I call.
Change
I'm
my name.
Super Crazy Man Horse. I'm Thundercat. My family has, I got a lot of the Comanche genes in my family. My family's
ugly,
like,
runt that everyone hates.
Fat.
Good, dude. Just get a horse.
All I need is a horse.
Fuck
dude.
Them up.
I'll go up the compound and fuck everybody up.
Dude, I'm so fired up on Comanche right now.
Yeah.
They ride, they were the ones who would like ride on the side of the horse when they were in battles. You know what I mean? Where
like,
you ride on the side,
like,
shoot.
Yeah.
Dude, they fucking ruled.
Fuck, man.
And all they were about was raping.
That's the Mongolian blood.
They were just torturous rapers, dude.
That's the Mongolian.
And everyone's like, no, Native Americans were great warriors. It's like, dude, they gang raped prisoners and tortured them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if you went to like the, whatchamacallit, like the Celtic tribes in like Ireland, and other words. It was the same party going on.
Yeah, dude, just 1,000 years before.
Celtic tribes thought they were from hell. Like, they conceptualize heaven and hell, and they're like, yeah, we're from hell.
We're the bad guys.
Like, we're from hell, and their day started. It was some kind of weird thing where, like, their day was reversed. I mean, not like, I know, like, kind of the day starts at midnight, but it was something like that.
So they're on
like,
my clock. I'm still on that Celtic.
Something like that, yeah. Where they were kind of
saying, just
munch
dinner
like,
right away. Just wake up and eat, like, a chicken parm sub.
Yeah, when you were born, they would just cry for you. They'd be like, oh, dude, it sucks. And when you die, they'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Get out of here.
You're back in the nether realm. So yeah, dude, cool. They were like nasty motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, they, the Comanche, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, dude, there's literature that says they try to claim the Celts were the Native Americans. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty
really?
That's like Irish spazzing.
I like that.
No, we're Native.
We're actually
Irish
slaves and Native Americans, and we're hammered.
Yeah.
No, but it does do the thing where it's. Also, what was interesting is in the book, they're like, look, if you want to talk about people's statues getting torn down, you see a Native American chief statue, you could pretty much count that guy, first off, had slaves and then also led like war parties that raped whoever they caught and tortured.
Really? Is that in the book?
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude, this guy's going hard. What is this? Damn. Must have been early in time when this guy wrote. I don't know when the book was written.
Yeah.
He better not have written that recently or he's out of here. I don't like it. They did the same thing, though. The lady who was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master, and they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill. You can come hang out with us. Dude, they did have that. That's like a common string. Like, if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever...
You had to risk the worst torture known to man.
I was about to say, yeah. So I wonder, so if I ever somehow, and again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
If
did,
they get you.
If someone, yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation...
If you get hammered at a casino...
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know, the lights start disorienting
like Mohegan
you...
Mohegan Sun, yeah.
And then you get captured. you can get captured.
You actually, you are, yeah, you could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk and you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. Dude. They'll do nothing but respect
you. Respect, dude. You rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 and chips.
Yeah.
Get back out there.
Like, you're one of us now.
I knew my bus driver's son hung out on an Indian reservation, and he I used to always want to go there.
Really? I heard they were dumps.
Really?
Nah, yes.
Our bus driver told us that his son was dating an Indian chick with huge tits, and I was like, "Damn it!" He's like, "Yeah,
sick.
They go all there,
fucking
they
bus drivers rule.
Smoke weed on the reservation all day." He's like, "My son has it made. His girlfriend has big tits. She's a Native American." I was just like, "Fuck yeah, dude!"
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking dudes on the Trail of Tears, they were like, we got to bring our slaves.
If slaves are available, folks get slaves. That's just the way that goes.
I couldn't believe it.
But when he was
peaceful,
that's what the part you don't hear is like the Indians are like, you know what he did to us and what he did to our slaves was even worse.
Our slaves had it real bad on the Trail of Tears. I mean,
tell me about it.
Yeah, but didn't they like share everything with their slaves though?
I don't know. Yeah, they were better slave owners.
Like real peaceful.
It was egalitarian, dude.
They were good slave owners. The natives.
There is some story from the big chief went to the White House to meet with the Jackson, because Jackson was very honest. Yeah. He didn't underhand ever. He didn't play politics. He did horrible things, but he just went ahead and did them. Like there was a slave revolt during his presidency where they took over a fort. The slaves took over a fort and just said, we just want out. We just want to be taken to the north or Canada or whatever. And so he just got a bunch of cannons and just lit the whole place up. Killed
just bombed them.
He didn't fucking care. So some famous, like a name you'd recognize, it wasn't like Sitting Bull, but it was some big, all of the Indians, all the tribes chose this guy to negotiate with Jackson. And he went and talked to Jackson, just the two of them, and he came out crying and said,
"What?
We're in trouble.
This is gonna go bad. This is gonna go bad. No, he just had his way of thinking about how it was gonna go. He's like, no, we got to clear these guys out of here.
They were not very chill.
Yeah. So yeah, it was just
a play of the Comanche.
The what?
You should do a play where the kids are the Comanche.
True.
And they abduct white settlers and gang rape them and disembowel them in front of their families.
That'd be
cool.
Fake scalpins?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Pulling up fake little kids.
Get real Hollywood blood packets? That might be. I can see that. Good. Stepping up like kids' productions.
These four dudes get captured by these Indians. They take them and they make them run the gauntlet. So that was one thing they would do when they would capture prisoners. A lot of these tribes would make you run a gauntlet like right away. So the whole town would come to the bank of this river with these two dudes they captured on canoes.
Yeah.
And one of them, by the way, Stark, in the Revolutionary War would come up with the term live free or die. Mm-hmm. Pretty sick. Gauntlet is where the townspeople, mostly young men, line up two rows and make you run the gauntlet.
Oh, they're making...
And they hit you with sticks and fuck with you the whole way.
I thought they were... When so you get caught by the Indians, they'd make you do a gauntlet.
Yeah, the Indians would make you run the gauntlet.
Do we have a gauntlet?
As a prisoner. No.
I mean, not me, but they're like, did fucking...
Yeah, did the good guys? Did the good guys have it?
Did the settlers have a fucking gauntlet?
No, I think they probably just...
Killed you.
Executed Indians, I'm sure.
So you had to run through...
Yeah, they handed you a stick that you had to hold, so you couldn't like block. You had to like hold a stick and run through a gauntlet, and they would all just hit you. Now, they tried not to hurt you. They tried not to kill you, I mean.
They just want to hurt you.
They want to fuck you up. But the Indian who captured them, who was the chief of this tribe, told them some things to say in their language that would like make it easier on them, which actually translated to like, I could fuck up everybody in here. Hilarious. So the first guy ran through, was like, Taheni gaba hop up to giddy up. Like he just screamed.
Talking shit.
He had no idea.
And they're just fucking cradling the crossbows. It's like, what'd you?
The second guy came through and his chant was, I could fuck all the women here. Like while he's running through, and then he started getting hit hard enough that he started fighting the gauntlet. He dropped the stick and just started swinging, and they let him go. They were like, "All right, hilarious. We're not going to hit him anymore."
Well, he's also probably crying, be like, "I can fuck all the gauntlet, please,
just running through, like,
please let me fuck
anybody here.
Please let me fuck all the girls in here, please, for the love of God."
So I was wrong on that part. The Indians were funny.
That's fucking obviously hilarious,
that guy in the canoe was like, "Here's, I'll hook you up. Oh, this is gonna make things a lot easier. Just yell, I'm gonna fuck all the women in here." Hilarious. That's I mean, that holds up today, that joke. That's a good bit.
It's pretty good.
That's a good bit by that Algonquin. Then they did get a little mean.
Yeah.
After that. So some of these tribes would have like you go cabin to cabin when you're getting indoctrinated basically as tortured, like into being a prisoner. You get
hazed.
Like, get hazed into it, which is like you go to this cabin. Somebody will pluck a fingernail out. You go to the next cabin, someone will bite your finger off.
What?
Someone will just gnaw your finger off. One of the cabins was just one of the women just beat the shit out of you. You couldn't hit back. She just beat you as hard as she could the whole time.
Really?
Dude, it was...
Did they cut your finger off yet?
Eventually, yeah. This is usually... Nah, that sucks. And then there's some cabins where it's just little kids and they stab you a little.
Just
light stabbings.
Man.
And then... eventually I think a lot of them would scalp you and then pour boiling water on where they just scalped you. which
it's hot too. It's fresh off the fire.
Yeah,
too.
And then just make you roll in like thorn bushes. They're just doing like really mean shit to people.
So you had to go get the aggro crap. This is a global guts.
Oh, this was, you got crushed. You got fucking crushed. But the Indians, a lot of these tribes. So that's another thing that is annoying. Obviously, I've said it 1,000 times. When people talk about Indians in America, they're always like, the Indians, like it's one group. These sure. are just, you know, some northeastern woodland tribes I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
Obviously, it fluctuates. Yeah. But
read up if you don't know about them.
Some of the, you know, they also, they all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their big fucking thing. Like if you... Like if your mom cried while giving birth to you,
yeah,
everybody in the tribe was like, you're a fucking fag.
Really?
Like that was that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for a woman to give birth, not even just like
naturally.
Even just kind of like, they complain?
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude.
I'm curious.
They had basically a quit you policy to women.
Like knock off.
Quit your bitching, dude. Or your kid's gay.
So it is possible to, you know, maybe, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's a fucking harp on it forever. Oh, go on. Sorry, please. Totally unrelated.
Also, one that made me laugh was one of these Indians like recorded how British people acted when they got hurt, which was wah, wah. Like that's literally how, like when we scalp them, they just go wah, wah.
Me hair, me hair.
Oh, you got me hair in. Oh, no.
So that's where the powdered wigs came from. They would go to scalp you, the powdered wing would slide off, and you'd just be like, just pop off.
I wonder if powdered wigs were treated like black ladies' weaves.
Were they getting a fight?
If you touch them.
They would get two guys to get a fight in the Senate. There would just be like pieces of powdered wig everywhere.
Murdering everybody for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 1,000 because they didn't have horses yet. But all of a sudden, there was like a huge influx of Apaches running. Mm-hmm. Like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually, Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in Apacheria. Mm-hmm. So that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people too.
So that
they would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it. Mm-hmm. Like Spain went in with like missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, you know, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like, dudes.
Like, literally, we're just like, no forts, no missions, just like people just building houses.
Go check that out.
Which, ironically, so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas.
Yeah.
Which, you know, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally, the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land. Mm. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
It's fucking sick.
So they actually they fought off the – they were like – they buffered – and then they probably figured it out and were like,
well, yeah,
or
that
they
was,
didn't. Or they were
no,
like,
they Wee! Figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the land a little. And then the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that land back?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, that's that was a funny thing watching. Hell or High Water that you start to think about how that you really had it's like and then these colonizers came. It's like, no, they kind of white people threw just poor, they threw poor white people at the problem. Rich white people threw poor white people at the problem and were like, here, go figure this out.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
really, and that's what they're banking on. And that's what was cool in the book. It literally addresses like, yeah, the American approach to colonizing was like hope. Like they'd just be like, here's some dude that's just land hungry.
that lives in Boston that's like, I got to get my family the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to the plains. when they get burned alive. Oh. The Comanche were, you want to talk about some bad hombres?
Were they really?
Bro, every time I listen to people talk about, it's crazy. If you do any research into actually what Native Americans were doing, it's nuts. Mm. Dude.
Well, the Celtics were the, you know, who were the
Celts
here
were fucking.
Celts were here before Native Americans, but go on.
No, the Celts were actually even mentioned in the book as also being complete savages.
Really?
Yeah. So what it's a pretty simple explanation for why Native Americans were fucking fired up, rowdy boys.
Yeah.
They got agriculture about 4,000 years after Africa and Asia, and therefore Europe. So they were, and they were on the exact same trajectory historically. Like they just started building pyramids, they just started getting societies, but they were 4,000 years late.
Gotcha.
And then they run into, you know, colonists.
True. Yeah.
So and that's what was really interesting about it was they were like, they were hunter gatherers. They were from the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah.
Running into today, you know, essentially today it was like 1800s.
Future men.
Yeah. So then you'd run into this tribe of dudes that were living like cavemen.
Yeah.
And they'd be rowdy, dude. Obviously, they're going to fucking throw shit at you.
The T levels are high.
T levels are out of this world.
I mean, dude, I was, you know, up until a certain age, if I went to a movie theater, I would throw shit at people. Like, I would sit in the back and throw candy at the screen. Like, pretty recently.
Yeah, that's actually very funny.
You sit in the
back. You get a gummy bear stuck on there?
Oh, come dude. On. Or if you sit in the back, and as soon as it goes all dark, you just go, boom, and you wink, and it goes, bap, and you hear it just go, pop, 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 pop.
I would always try to fart as loud as I could at the quiet parts in a movie. That's the like, best. If you can anticipate a silent part.
Dude, it's the best.
That's very Comanche of you. That pretty is much Comanche.
Enemy of everybody, dude. Enemy of everyone.
Lord of the Plains. Time. Lord of the Plains. Dude. Bro, let me break this down.
Break
for
down
you.
The Comanche. The
Comanche fucking rule. Mm-hmm. They absolutely rule. They're ugly, short, shitty people that everybody crushed. So they came over, you know, historically on the land bridge. That's where, you know, how all people came to North America.
The Bering Strait?
Yeah. So they were up there.
Go on.
So they were up in the Rockies. They were up in the mountains. And then just forever they had been pushed down because they sucked.
Yeah.
Comanches, of everybody, were like, even amongst other tribes, they were known for their bad hygiene. They sucked. They were short. They never, you know, every... So we see like the Northeast Native Americans is like, that's like what's on...
Yeah.
That's what you see is like these tall, slender, fucking athletic, sinewy, long motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These people were like more like Mongarians.
Really?
They're like short, squat, fucking brown.
Yeah.
Like fuckers.
Like Eskimos almost.
They looked, yeah, exactly. But
I didn't know that. They were losing. Comanches were like
no,
jacked,
Comanches
ripped,
were not
like
jacked.
Jesus bodies.
No, they're lads.
Really?
Comanches were pure lads, dude.
What?
And they were getting rocked by everybody until the Spanish came. Mm-hmm. Spanish, you know, fucked around and introduced horses to North America. Horses were never there.
Yeah.
So all these different tribes got horses, and I think the Apache were munching them. The Apache weren't sure what to do with them, so the Apache were just crushing horses. They were munching horses.
They're chopping them up.
That was good eating for a little while, until the Comanche, those old fucking pussies that everybody beat up forever, just somehow got so good at using horses. Like, best horseman in the world.
I mean, dude, and then just if you want to go for the Mongolian theory, that's muscle.
That's exactly what it was like.
That's genetic
and then
muscle
they just
memory.
Let it rain on everybody, dude.
Oh, if you're getting just shit on constantly.
And not like they were even like, there was no, half of it was just for vengeance. Like this, for ancient vengeance. For like 1,000 years, they were just like, fuck these people. And just Comanche, they didn't build cities. They were nomadic. They just went around. And if you somehow came into the middle of the country, you got fucked up. And not just like, oh, you got, you know, it was their rules to torture everybody to death. Mm-hmm. If there were women, they would gang rape them and then torture them to death.
Jesus.
Dude, they took this one lady as a slave and white slave and they, white slavery. And,
should have a little scoreboard. Every white slave in the cross race.
What's that about? 18 million to one. All right, here we go now. A little comeback, little rally caps. Here we go now. How about a little chatter over there? How about a little chatter in the dugout, whites? But this lady, she was pregnant when she was captured. As soon as she gave birth, they...
Wait, the white lady?
Yeah. She's in it.
Two?
True, technically that was two. Boom. Got another one. This is a quick one, though.
Yeah.
So she gave birth to this child. I think it was 7 weeks old when six Comanche men, walked into the room, strangled it to death, but it lived. They put it back. They strangled it till it was. They thought it was dead. Put it back in her arms, like gave it to her, like motherfuckers. And then it started moving. So they tied it to the back of a horse and rode it through cacti till it was ripped apart. They were Jesus
Christ.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
And like again, they were. It wasn't. There's no redeeming. Like, the book tries to be like, well, they sang at night and they loved pranks, which was funny to be like, oh, they were dickheads when they were by themselves, which is really funny. But they were also the meanest.
Yeah.
Comanche were mean little dickheads.
Nah.
They did the same thing, though. The lady who was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of the one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master. And they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill. You can come hang out with us. Dude, they did have that. That's like a common string. Like, if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever...
You had to risk the worst torture known to man.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. So I wonder... So if I ever somehow... And again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
If
did,
they get you.
If someone... Yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation...
If you get hammered at a casino...
I should just start... fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know the lights start disorienting
like
Mohegan
Sun, yeah.
And then you get captured. you can get captured.
You could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk and you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. Dude. They'll do nothing but respect it.
Like, thought they were like, we could get them, but they were just... We were firing shit off our boats at them, and they were like, we don't... They just kept sending guys. And then they would take... It would take your boy, and they would fatten him up. So the dudes who were in POV, POW... Yeah, getting POV.
Girlfriends?
Yeah, I know.
What are these girlfriends?
They would capture you, and you would just be getting fed nonstop, and then you'd slowly be like, shit, they're fucking... They would eat one of your boys, and you go, oh, no, dude. I thought they were treating me like a king over here. And they would fatten... They would just like have dudes they captured and be like, he's looking pretty good. He's getting pretty good.
These right guys, there. No offense to any Mayans listening, but these guys deserved what they had coming. Yeah, I didn't know the Spanish got crushed a couple times.
It was like they would launch these like expeditions and just end up on the shore, and it would just be cannibals fucking freaking out at you. As soon as you rolled up, they'd be blowing darts, fucking throwing shit at you.
But that's,
Could be the oldest living. Before then, it was like fertility cults. Just like cutting off lady's skin and wearing it was like church, which
I could see myself getting into. And you go in front of a bunch of kindergartners and you're like, what? There's nothing wrong with this. I'm a lady.
Listen up, little kids. We found the hottest chick in the village and we cut her skin off and we're wearing it so that we get a lot of beans this year. Stop laughing. This isn't fucking funny.
There's nothing funny about this.
We picked the hottest lady and murdered her. Now I'm wearing her hot skin. That must have been fucking crazy. That must have been genuinely fucked up, dude, for explorers and shit to stumble across an island and see that and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a quick, like, all right, load the cannons. These guys are done. They had a good run. There's nothing going on here.
Because everyone had different, it was like everyone was freaking out. Then everyone got to chill at the fire.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's up. And then everyone had to, like, go and share that around the world and just be like, no, it's not.
Now, if we're talking indigenous people, my favorite thing right now is there's a thing on Instagram. I'm sure it's on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok, but these Native American people post videos of them doing like a rain dance or like whatever their tribal dance was,
sure.
And being like, my land has been stolen. No justice, no peace. Like they co-opt the Black Civil Rights Movement for sure. Yeah. But then every comment is just like, take the L, dude. Shut the fuck up.
No way.
Every comment's like, you guys should have won. Scoreboard, pussy.
it's the most
it's
amazing.
It's so fucking funny.
It's crazy.
Comments, Instagram. I had no idea. My friend turned me on. Because I never even got into the comments.
I had no idea.
I was just looking at funny reels.
I have never seen it.
It's great. Somebody's up there like, you guys took our land. And then the first comment's like, shut up, pussy, take the L. You guys should have fought harder, bitch. Pretty great. Scoreboard's my favorite.
Scoreboard's scoreboard.
Crazy. And then you think about who's doing it. It's so funny.
It's like a 12-year-old. It's
definitely a 12-year-old on like his burner account, just like, fuck you, Native American bitch.
Ruled. Fuck, man.
And they were about was raping.
There was, well, that's the Mongolian blood.
They were just torturous rapers, dude.
That's the Mongolian.
And everyone's like, no, Native Americans were great warriors. It's like, dude, they gang raped prisoners and tortured them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if you went to like the, whatchamacallit, like the Celtic tribes in like Ireland, otherwise. Yeah. It was the same party going on.
Yeah, dude, just 1,000 years before.
Celtic tribes thought they were from hell. Like they conceptualized heaven and hell, and they're like, yeah, we're from hell.
We're the bad guys.
Like we're from hell. And their day started, it was some kind of weird thing where like their day was reversed. I mean, not like I know kind of the day starts at midnight, but it was something like that.
So they're
like,
on my clock. I'm still on that Celtic.
Something like that, yeah. Where they would
just
kind of
munch
say
dinner
like,
right away. Just wake up and eat like a chicken parm sub.
Yeah, when you were born, they would just cry for you. They'd be like, oh, dude, it sucks. And when you die, they'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Get out of here.
You're back in the nether realm. So, yeah, dude, they were like nasty motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, the Comanche, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, dude, there's literature that says they try to claim the Celts were the Native Americans. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty,
really?
That's like Irish spazzing.
I like that.
No, we're Native.
We're actually Irish slaves and Native Americans. And we're hammered.
Yeah.
No, but it does do the thing where it's, also what was interesting is in the book, they're like, look, if you want to talk about people's statues getting torn down, you see a Native American chief's statue, you could pretty much count that guy, first off, had slaves and then also led like war parties that raped whoever they caught and tortured.
Really? Is that in the book?
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude, this guy's going hard. What is this? Damn. Must have been early in time when this guy wrote. I don't know when the book was written.
Yeah.
He better not have written that recently or he's out of here. I don't like it.
Yeah, man. He can't be talking
but
about
it was a fucking
Native American statues.
He brought up the Celts, though.
Did he?
Yeah, in the book. Yeah. He was like, they were that. They were the people that, like, when the Romans came up to England, they were like, who the fuck are these dudes?
What the
dudes?
Fuck is this?
Who are these retarded guys? Sick fucking book, though. Definitely recommend. It's way better than War on the Run.
I gotta peep that out.
War on the Run's, like, the one I'm reading about Robert Rogers.
Yeah.
It's the most reading, listening to, pardon me.
Same thing.
No, very different.
Having information go through the ether and into your brain.
Pardon me?
It actually might be, audiobooks might be better.
I don't think they are.
I think
I'll forget people's names and have to rewind 30 seconds to try to get the name again.
I have laser focused
There's
attention.
No chance you do, dude.
I have like laser focused attention.
There's no chance, dude.
No, it's crazy. It's unbelievable how well I retain information. I don't really retain any information. I store it all in the ether.
Where's that?
I'm reading a book
right
now.
You have
like
a cloud?
I'm reading a book right now, sort of, where they talk about like the, so you know how there's like atoms and protons, but like in between an atom and a proton, there's just like, it's mostly just blank space. And really, if you were to take all the blank space out of everyone's atoms and, you know, particles and everything, you could reduce the human population would fit within like a sugar cube. Mm. That's how much we are. You know, I mean, you probably think we live in a solid universe, which I can understand you thinking, but it's not really the case. So, you know, so I like, you know, knowing all that, ideas are the same kind of thing where it's like, you know, we're living in kind of like a, not a simulation, but, you know, more of like an electromagnetic field that we kind of perceive as solid.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, that's just like I'd listen to a chapter. I basically know it verbatim, but yeah, go ahead, please.
No, I'm good. You want to derail my awesome Comanche talk?
No, I'm not derailing it.
It's
we're
too
just,
late.
We were talking audiobooks.
I kind of forget the Comanche talk now. I had some other good points.
It's in the field. It's in the ether. You have to channel it. Any idea you ever have.
Oh, they did the same thing as. So I was reading fucking, yeah, I was listening
Perfect.
To fucking
I knew you'd get back there.
War on the Run, and it's very dry. It's very like, they left camp with 3 satchels of blueberries, 6 gunpowder sacks,
Count
8.
Me out.
It's a lot. It's a lot to listen to. But then this one's just purely like, they did the same thing, though. The lady who was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of one lady, and the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master, and they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill, you can come hang out with us. Dude, they did have that. That's like a common string. Like, if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever,
you had to risk the worst torture known to man.
I was about to say, yeah. So I wonder, so if I ever somehow, and again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
if
did,
they get you,
if someone, yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation,
you get hammered at a casino,
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know the lights start disorienting,
like
Mohegan
Sun, yeah,
and then you get captured. You can get captured.
You actually, you are, yeah, you could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk and you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him, dude. They'll do nothing but respect.
Respect, dude. You rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 and chips. Yeah. Back out there.
Like, you're one of us now.
I always wanted. I knew my bus driver's son hung out on an Indian reservation, and he. I used to always want to go.